So can you describe the birth?
The cesarean went very well, except afterwards I had to, a day later, I went off to have a blood transfusion because I can only assume I lost a lot of blood in the cesarean. Our daughter was very small, just over 5 pounds. I think that's right. And with very baggy skin, she obviously needed to put on some weight and could have done with at least another 2 weeks. but otherwise, she's fit. She was fine. She was fit. She didn't need to stay in the special care baby unit at all. So though there was discussion about it, she was just borderline weight for that. But in fact, she didn't need to be. And that was fine. And good care afterwards, but also I think what I'd learnt with my first pregnancy, certainly I carried afterwards breastfeeding and eating, making sure eating every time I fed and all of that, I continued to do after our daughter was born as well.
What happened after the birth of your daughter?
Well, in the October of the year that she was born, 1990, I opened a business with my mother, which we ran for 4 years. Finished just before the end of the last recession finished, but that's another story. And then I moved on to work in Oxford Colleges, and I now work at Oxford Brookes University. I was working in an Oxford College doing fundraising, and I was asked to move to another Oxford College, tempted by more money near the bus stop, which I started in June 1999. And in September 1999, our daughter developed diabetes, and she was in hospital not for very long, but the place I was working were not keen to give me time off to look after her and to go and visit her in hospital. And so I left there, and that I very much feel was discrimination. They, even though I'd only been there 3 months, they thought, oh, here is someone with a child with diabetes, they're going to need lots of time off. And I'm not keen on that. So I left. Sorry.
How old was your daughter when she developed diabetes?
9. She was 9. So we could move into talking about that. That was a horrendous shock. I'd always been told there's a 3% chance of the mother passing on diabetes, and a much larger chance of the father passing on. And I remember my first appointment at my clinic after she had been diagnosed. Some poor doctor I'd never met for went in and screamed and shouted at him as if it was all his fault that our daughter had developed diabetes. But he did, despite me being so horrible to him, wonderfully arrange for us to go and visit a